accelerating fall of civilization, and the gap of 30,000 years that must elapse before a struggling new empire could emerge from the ruins. It was too late to stop that fall, but not too late to close the gap of barbarism. Seldon established two foundations at opposite ends of the galaxy, and their location was so designed that in one short millennium, events would knit and mesh so as to force out of them a stronger, more permanent, more quickly appearing second empire. Foundation has told the story of one of these foundations during the first two centuries of life. It began as a settlement of physical scientists on Terminus, a planet at the extreme end of one of the spiral arms of the galaxy. Separated from the turmoil of the Empire, they worked as compilers of a universal compendium of knowledge, the Encyclopedia Galactica, unaware of the deeper role planned for them by the already dead Seldon. As the Empire rotted, the outer regions fell into the hands of independent kings. The Foundation was threatened by them. However, by playing one petty ruler against another, under the leadership of their first mayor, Salvor Hardin, they maintained a precarious independence. As sole possessors of atomic power among worlds which were losing their sciences and falling back on coal and oil, they even established an ascendancy. The Foundation became the religious center of the neighboring kingdoms. Slowly, the Foundation developed a trading economy as the Encyclopedia receded into the background. Their traders, dealing in atomic gadgets which not even the Empire in its heyday could have duplicated for compactness, penetrated hundreds of light-years through the periphery. Under Hober Mallow, the first of the Foundation's merchant princes, they developed the techniques of economic warfare to the point of defeating the Republic of Corel, even though that world was receiving support from one of the outer provinces of what was left of the Empire. At the end of 200 years, the Foundation was the most powerful state in the galaxy, except for the remains of the Empire, which, concentrated in the central third of the Milky Way, still controlled three-quarters of the population and wealth of the universe. It seemed inevitable that the next danger the Foundation would have to face was the final lash of the dying Empire. The way must be cleared for the battle of Foundation and Empire. Part 1. The General. Chapter 1. Search for Magicians. Bel Rios. In his relatively short career, Rios earned the title of the Last of the Imperials, and earned it well. A study of his campaigns reveals him to be the equal of Purifoy in strategic ability, and his superior, perhaps, in his ability to handle men. That he was born in the days of the decline of empire made it all but impossible for him to equal Purifoy's record as a conqueror. Yet he had his chance when, the first of the Empire's generals to do so, he faced the Foundation squarely. Encyclopedia Galactica. Footnote. All quotations from the Encyclopedia Galactica here reproduced are taken from the 116th edition published in 1020 FE by the Encyclopedia Galactica Publishing Company, Terminus, with permission of the publishers. Bel Rios traveled without escort, which is not what court etiquette prescribes for the head of a fleet stationed in a yet sullen stellar system on the marches of the Galactic Empire. But Bel Rios was young and energetic enough to be sent as near the end of the universe as possible by an unemotional and calculating court, and curious besides. Strange and improbable tales, fancifully repeated by hundreds and murkily known to thousands, intrigued the last faculty. The possibility of a military venture engaged the other two. The combination was overpowering. He was out of the dowdy ground car he had appropriated and